Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He brought some Halloween hash. Hey guys, Tony Danza here. Welcome to the Tony Danza Halloween Extravaganza, hosted by yours truly, Halloween lover, and just overall, just guy who loves, you know, you ever seen the movie Ghost where Patrick Swayze fucks Whoopi Goldberg? That's why I love the holiday, because there's so much surprise. I'm joined by all my friends today in another one of my... Well, let's just call it the best part of my week, because, you know, since my divorce, things have been, there's a lot going on. There's a whole news story right now that says John Stamos, I fucked a girl that he used to hang out with. And you know what? You can believe it. Or, you know, so look, Halloween is my favorite holiday because it's full of my three favorite things. Friends, candy, and girls who really don't show off their bodies a lot, choose Halloween as a time to just go for it. So today we're going to break down everything Halloween, movies, etiquette, costumes, and I'm joined by some of my most famous friends. I mean, where do I start? I mean, Steve Martin, you are known for being a guy who loves to trick or treat, but more recently you've been more of a treat guy.
I have been more of a treat guy because I love the sweets. I realize that I'm getting closer and closer to death.
Yeah.
And I just need that sugar rush to feel alive.
How old are you, by the way?
I've lost count. But let me tell you something. Wait. The best thing you could put in your mouth is a big old Kit Kat bar.
Oh,
I'm not talking
God.
About breaking them. You stick the whole thing in there.
Well, that's
you
risky.
You swallow it all down.
That's risky. But Seth Rogen, you said in your book, Kit Kat me once, shame on you, put it in my mouth. Is that a shoe?
That was a quote that I actually got tattooed as a tramp stamp. I made my whole family get it.
So weed does affect your brain.
I'm going to say maybe.
Go on.
And it's not that it affects your brain as much as that it affects. It's changed my palate for Halloween. Because when I go trick or treating, and I'm like, and they give me those little fun sizes, like, come on, who wants a fun size?
I hate the fun sizes because they're no fun. Who are they fun for?
I like Jonah Hill when he's full size. I don't like it when he's fun size. You know.
How about this, Oprah, skinny or fat? Some would say, you know, more fun when she's skinny, but I think she got more deep when she was fat.
I like her as a clump.
Was she in The Nutty Professor?
In the draft I wrote, she was.
You wrote The Nutty Professor?
I said I want her to play Hercules.
Oh, wait, I heard you doing this thing where you rewrite your favorite movies.
Yes,
and then,
I do.
And just for shits and giggles. Like, what was your spin on Mighty Ducks?
Oh, my God. They were stronger. They were mightier.
Cool.
Yeah, they experimented with
LSD.
Barbiturates. Yeah.
What are barbiturates again?
There's a girl in it named Barb, and she's kind of a bituate. That was what. That was another one of my favorite slogans that never really took on. I printed up way too many shirts though with that on it.
Well, you're reminding me of a guy who used to do stand-up comedy. People don't know this, but you played a stand-up comic, Robert De Niro, and that was one of your, like, that's all you did was you just did slogans, like fake slogans, like you were like his Sprite. Here's a different slogan for Sprite, and then you just say a fucking different slogan.
Yeah, I'd say stuff like Coca-Cola, it used to have cocaine.
Right.
You'd get a big laugh. But laughing now. Why aren't you laughing?
You know,
it was pretty fucking funny.
Try me again.
All right. Coca-Cola. It used to have cocaine.
No, no, no. I mean, like, all
right, one more time.
Like, try a different slogan.
Coca-Cola.
For a different...
It used to have cocaine.
No, like, try a different product.
Sprite. It did not have cocaine.
All right.
It just feels like you're reading ingredients on the back of a can.
What the fuck are you talking about, reading ingredients? Do you see my eyes moving here? My fucking Marlon Brando up here reading off a fucking teleprompter?
How many people you think are going to dress up as Robert De Niro? Because I know two people are dressed up as Helen Hunt.
We're in a fucking strike right now. Nobody can dress up as anybody. Oh, what the fuck are you talking about? Are you in this game or not?
You know, I haven't been on the picket lines.
Come on, Tony. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, I just... Look, if I can be perfectly honest, I recently... a friend of mine loaned me his friend's OnlyFans account. And I have been busy, let's just say that.
I was on the picket line and I realized I was in a cord maze. Yeah, I got really high and I was like, fight the guys. And then I realized I was in Iowa.
But then you had that Jeff Bridges, what was it? What, the compass that helped you get through the corn maze?
Yeah, man. Me and Bo, we said we're going to be on strike here for a while.
That's right, man. And we were going around and we're like, what are we going to do? We've got no work. How are we going to have fun, man?
Man, we were camping in REI. Saying that we literally went to REI and we started camping in the store.
Is that legal?
Until they kicked us out, man.
But they couldn't find us because we were dressed up as giant raccoons.
You guys are almost finishing each other's sentence. I want to play an improv game with you called Story Die, where basically I'll point at you and you just got to start telling a story until I point to the other one, all right?
Sounds like Thanksgiving over here, man.
This is fantastic. It's what we already do.
And I might throw in some other friends just for shits and tits, all right? Here we go.
Shits and tits. I worked there in college.
What was it?
It was a German bar. It was like Hooters, but it was in Auschwitz.
We'll be right back. All right, here's the game. Bo Bridges, start telling a story, and then I'll point to someone else and say who you are.
We were in IKEA, man. We were doing just like we did in REI, but it was Christmas time, man.
Jeff Bridges.
Man, Christmas time, man, Santa Claus is who we were both dressed up as, and we were known as the Santa Clauses. I was Santa, and he was my brother, Banna, and Eric Banna was supposed to play the part, man. You see?
Steve Buscemi.
And then they gave me a call, and they said, dude, hey, would you play like a little elf or something? And I said, can I sit on your lap? And Jeff got really excited, I think like a little too excited.
Vince Vaughn.
And I said, is that a candy cane in your pocket? You just happened to see me. And I said, it's both. It's both. I'm going to say that, you know, that my North Pole is a little something different down there, and I want you to rub up on it. I'm going to stuff the stocking all day. I'll do it all day, baby boy, because that's the kind of energy that I bring, and I'm going to bring that in the heat in the pants. I'm going to feel the sack come down your chimney, kind of a double entendre thing.
Jeff Goldblum.
And then, just as I heard the word double entendre, there was a little tent in my drawers, and I had to zip the tent up very quickly.
Charlie Sheen.
Because holy shit, dude, that tent was huge. I mean, you could stuff a fucking whore in there. A couple of whores, something like that. But I'm off that shit now. Right now, I'm doing what Matthew Perry did. I don't remember. Anyway.
Tom Hanks.
Wow, talk about Saint Nick. Little Saint Nick, not so much. Not when I got a bunch of whores in there.
Now, I want to take a quick break from this game. That was fun. But Tom, every time you say the word whore, an angel gets its wings.
Yes.
Is a line you said from the Christmas play, Tom Hanks and Friends, A Christmas Family Celebration with Pals and Friends. And you did that for like 19 years under the radar. That's the thing about you. No one knows about these big charity gigs you do.
I do them, and we did them. We did a Toys for Tots event is what that was, but it was for tits. There's a lot of.
So you bring a toy, you get to see some tits.
Yeah. Why wasn't I invited?
Oh, you were, Steve. Wait, that was Steve, right?
Of course. Yeah, I'm the fun guy, remember?
We did that. We did a two-man show about this sort of thing. But a lot of people don't know this, that, you know, women, they don't have places to go sometimes because it's cold outside. And I say, listen, if you bring a toy, you're going to see some tits and we're going to feed some whores.
And that's what you did. You fed whores. Because look, Halloween is a time to come out, be yourself. You know, not let your parents' demands or expectations get in your way.
I don't have to wear a mask.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Steve, you wore a mask even before COVID because...
Well, because I was afraid of catching whatever people had and got, you know, they're ugly out there. And I didn't want to ruin my facial features.
Right. And you famously wrote that Fauci was what?
Fauci was blind. He was blind in one eye. he couldn't quite see well. So if you ever watch him, he's forced, they push him towards the camera. So he doesn't even know if he's talking or if he's just, you know, rambling.
Isn't that one of your, like, special, like, I've read this, I don't know where, what, some Variety magazine where, like, you used to have a special
skill. It's the dark web.
Well, you'd go to parties and guess who was blind.
Yeah, of course. I'd walk around and I'd poke him a couple times and say, yeah, you're pretty blind now.
Wow. And no one ever told you to stop.
No, they told me to leave many times, but I said, I got to test everybody.
Now, you just slipped up and said mental. Now,
yeah, okay, how listen. Much... I've been in the institution for a while, okay? And it takes a while to, you know, get over that. There's a lot of vocabulary that they instill in your body, and you got to, you know, you can shake it off.
What sort of food do they feed you?
A lot of, like, electricity.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah. They put this sponge in your mouth, and they say, here's some nutrients. Zap.
Well, Adam Driver, you told me that there's a Halloween movie on Lifetime that you directed called, like, something. It was about the death penalty, which I feel like is Halloween-related, but also Lifetime needs to pump the brakes on the death and the murder-suicide and the bukkake.
I said for the week of Halloween, we should call it Death Time, the entire channel.
We're obsessed with death over Halloween.
And I said Drive the Point Home was a series that I would host about... it would be like an Edgar Allan Poe sort of thing. And I would read the book and I directed a film about a bus driver. You know who I'm talking about. Her name was Gary.
The bus driver from Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes. Yes, of course. What other Gary would I be talking about? And I said, toodaloo.
You always talk like a ghost accountant.
I just ate taffy and it's sticking to all of my teeth.
You are a big taffy guy. I read that in Who Gives a Fuck.
That's the Laffy. We did that taffy Laffy. I came up with that.
Hey, said, careful with that. You eat too much taffy, you're going to end up looking like me.
I did see that Shark Tank where you went on Shark Tank and just pitched the reverse of Laffy Taffy.
Let's go to a pitch. All right. Listen, sharks. You know how there already is a piece of paper that when you open it, there is a treat inside. But wait, there is more. What if there is jokes written on? You've already bought that bullshit. I have something else. What if I wrap a joke, right? And you eat the joke and you read the taffy.
Whoa.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
All right, that was a very big mistake in my career.
Well, you know.
And it cost me.
It cost you a lot of money and, you know, look.
And the respect of my family.
Well, the respect.
Which is why I'm working for fucking Lifetime.
Well, Lifetime, don't knock them until you try them. And, you know, Ian McKellen, you once said. Or maybe it was Morgan Freeman. I think it was Morgan Freeman who once said that Halloween is the holiday that doesn't get the love that Christmas and Thanksgiving do because it's earlier. It's during a colder season where it's kind of hot outside. It's almost like you ever get a hand job in an Uber pool and other people can see?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's right. I've gotten many hand jobs in many places. But the best hand job I ever got was in a pile of leaves.
On Halloween, right?
On Halloween. Let me tell you.
Well, please.
You just put a big old bag of leaves on top of your lap.
Oh, so you hid in the leaves and someone...
Oh, yeah.
Wait, so your penis was just sticking out of the leaves?
Part of it.
You also did the popcorn movie theater thing, I bet.
No. Just the leaves. Much more organic that way. I don't want butter all over me.
Well, you got dirty old leaves on you.
It's natural.
So who gave you the hand job? Who walked by a pile of leaves and goes, wonder if I can whack that penis?
Me.
Oh, so you just masturbated in a pile of leaves.
I would wait till a pretty young thing would walk past.
Okay. Tom Hanks, when you were 10, when you were 10, what was your favorite thing? What was your favorite thing to get? You know, like, because look, some kids go to a house and they go, give me the king size, big time. Big ones, right? You know, like the big, you know, there's like the small Snickers, big Snickers.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
Drinker, yeah.
I go, who was your favorite candy?
The big one.
Which one?
A Zagnut.
Who was giving out Zagnuts in the Hanks neighborhood?
Well, there was an old man who
always the old guys that give out the weird candy.
Well, his name was Bernard Zagnut.
Oh, gotcha.
I lived in a CVS as a child.
Holy shit.
Yes, and there was a guy who was a manager there,
right.
And he would dress up as a ghost, and I would trick-or-treat, and he would let me eat the candy.
Great story.
Well, then you're going to love part two. So,
don't you have a podcast?
Yes.
No, I read somewhere that you have a podcast.
It's a podcast about typewriters, because Tom loves to type.
No, that wasn't it.
It was called Typecasting.
There yes, it is. That's what it was. The one. Typewriter Typecast or some bullshit. But, well, Tom, you know, you played a toy. So, like, you played a forest ranger or whoever. What was Woody?
I was a cowboy.
Gotcha. I haven't seen the movie.
Wow.
But I have seen Shanghai Nights twice in the theaters.
And I was up for the Jackie Chan part.
Get the fuck out of here.
All right. See you later.
No, wait. Do the audition.
Oh, I...
Did you go full Jackie?
I did. I bowed a little too much.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's better than, you know... I once had a friend that every audition he went in for, which was a lot of varieties, he'd always do the face and the voice. You know, whether that was... Yeah, he'd do like a oriental eye, or he came in a kimono once.
The fuck is wrong with your friend?
Well, I think you know him very well. It was Charlie Sheen.
Listen, guys, I was in a really dark place then. Okay? I was on a lot of drugs. Actually, I wasn't on any drugs. That's probably the reason why I did it.
Right, when you're fucked up, you think more clearly, actually.
Well, here's the reason I was kind of squinting, because I didn't have my fucking sunglasses.
Well, it just
all happened. The sun wasn't out, but my, you know, fucking, I need to see with, you know, sunglasses. Everything's fucking bright.
And the part was for the Filipino man, so.
Filipino man?
Yeah, I think that's what I just said.
Filipino man.
The movie.
Filipino man.
It was the sequel to Demolition Man.
That word is freaking me out. Filipino man.
Sure.
I'm just saying 100 times because it's fucking weird. Tripping out. Filipino man. Filipino man.
Anthony Bourdain. When you were...
Holy shit. You were Filipino man. Are you guys not fucking saying this thing? Filipino man. Holy shit.
Anthony
Filipino.
Oh, like man. Filipino Grigio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. That's what's tripping
that's
my you out.
Frank Grillo Filipino man.
Well, Anthony Bourdain, it's funny that you're freaking out about this beverage type ethnicity. Because Bourdain, what'd you say about Filipinos and wine? They go great with...
They go great with beef. Filipino Noir goes great with beef and even better with marshmallow peeps.
which is what Steve Buscemi calls the kids who come to his house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every year, I don't want people to not know this. You host an orphanage Halloween party.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is it's empty. Nobody's there. That's why it's called an orphanage.
Wait, so no kids come to your house?
No. It's just totally empty.
So who... But you bill it as the orphanage...
Like, it used to just be the fun house. Then gotcha. Nobody showed up. So it said the orphanage. And I put a bunch of, like, sad pictures up. Still nobody showed up. People don't like sad things.
Wait, I'm so confused.
I pass out tissues every Halloween because I know people are crying somewhere, but nobody wants them.
I just thought you said no one was there.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's the thing.
An empty house.
I think it's haunted.
Oh, gotcha. Now it's making sense.
There's ghosts.
Well, Jeff Goldblum, you know, you have been hunting ghosts for years, and you're probably the reason.
Yeah, listen, the reason I did a Jurassic Park was not because of the script. It was because... they're gonna get a little... Dinosaurs are dead.
Sure.
They might be haunting the sets. Lots of dinosaurs.
Dinosaur ghosts.
Yes, fossil fuels coming up from underground. That's the evil spirits. Poltergeisty, very slow. L.A. tar pits. Ghost juice, that's what I call it, yes.
Ghost who?
Ghost juice.
Oh, yeah. Not to be confused with Ghost Dad, which is what Bill Cosby was in. And I think, actually, Bill... You and Adam Driver were supposed to originally be in this together. Well, I wanted Adam to be in it, but he told me he was busy.
I said, have you seen what's on the news about you?
And I said, I've been busy, Rudy, but every year I try to do a new thing, whether it's movie or, you know, rape.
That was one of the movies that I remade. It was called Ghost Jews.
Well, so I've been in a lot of trouble.
Sir, how did you get this number? I did not give out this number.
Yeah.
Why are your eyes glossed over like two Cinnabons?
I've been eating a lot of Top Ramen lately. Do I still sound like me?
That's my favorite food. It's the only one I can afford, but...
Well, and Buscemi, here's what I love about you. You're a giving man, whether it's orphans or...
Blood? Yeah, blood, I give all the time.
You just give and give and give. And, you know, there's only two other people I think I've ever met in my life that give as much as you. And, you know, that's Christian Bale and Nicolas Cage. And fellas, you guys have been all over the world. You celebrate, Christian Bale, you celebrated Halloween in Alaska last year.
Oh, yes, true, actually. I was up there building igloos, Habitat for Humanity up there. And I thought, there was no one there. I was just trying to build a village, and I actually was staying with the Seal family that I met.
The singer?
Yeah, he lives up there now, but he's actually staying with another family of seals. And
I always wondered that.
Yeah. And it was pretty amazing, actually. I was swimming around, and you know, it was pretty great. We sort of kept each other warm and blubber all night long, and it was really special.
Christian Bale was surrounded by wonderful seals. They all surrounded him, seeking warmth in the Alaskan cold.
Come on, we gotta get out of the cold.
They kept coming closer and closer. Their eyes met. The twinkles of sparkling stars reflected in both of their pupils as they stared into each other.
Listen, you gotta trust me. We go get out of here because there's a heavy winter coming. Trust me, and I will save your life.
And it was soon revealed that it was not a seal, but Nicolas Cage underneath a seal costume.
Hey, I got lost up here. About 8 months ago, I have been living as a seal. I took a wife, and we have our first baby on the way. I'm about to be a seal father.
Together, they sailed away into the night.
I can't believe we got an exclusive first look at Seal Dad. Nick, that's incredible. And you're releasing it on Halloween.
Yeah, but it's we're releasing it... At the TVs that are gas stations.
Hey, that's where I watch all of my. That's my shows.
I couldn't get a deal with Hulu or Tubi.
I'll be the first to watch.
Well, Steve, yeah, you like you're always at the bus station doing the Morgan Freeman leave trick. But John, you, John Voight.
Yes.
All right, you can leave.
Bye.
Wait, Nick Cage.
Hey.
Look, first of all, people don't know that you have all these animal costumes.
Yeah.
So, like, it's easy for you. And basically, you make all your movies are based on what animal costume you have. And then you go, let me make a movie around that.
True story. Okay.
So a seal, why the fuck did you have a seal outfit? And why did you think to shoot in Alaska? Christian Bale is an obvious choice. But a seal dad? I mean.
I shot the movie Pig. You're familiar. Uh-huh. And they told me that I was playing the pig in the movie. And when I got there, they said, no, you are the chef. And so I said, oink, oink, I have been living with pigs for the past year. I don't know about chefs. So they said, Seal Dad. And I said, I am playing the seal in this picture.
And you know what I fucking loved about you as a seal is that you did the noise.
And that, of course, means hello.
Hey, this is Lewis Black here. I have to say, it was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in my fucking life. This guy, he reverberated all of the tension, and the drama that seals feel. And I was sitting in the audience. I was fucking crying.
Yeah, you were.
I was fucking crying.
Well, you directed it, Lewis. And that's one thing people don't know about you. You're a comedian.
I used a pseudonym, of course.
Yeah.
Blackie Lou.
Yes. Which was an odd choice for a name.
Very.
Nick, you said.
I said this. Better would not be the guy I know, Lou, who walks around in blackface.
Right. And it turned out to be...
Lewis Black.
Right.
Who actually, though, directed in blackface.
Listen, it was really cold up there. I couldn't afford a jacket, so I put on a bunch of charcoal.
Yeah, that's... What I did love was that, I'll give you this, Lou. As racist as you were, your choice of talent was phenomenal. The guest stars, the cameos. You had Paul Giamatti reprising his role as the fucking, what's his name, in Sideways? And he had that line that I think he's going to get nominated for. I don't want any Filipino Grigio.
Listen, all right. I don't want any Filipino Grigio. I am not drinking Filipino Grigio. But I will have some Chardonnay and whale blubber.
See, the reason
that's called the Giamatti, that cocktail.
I love Giamatti because he knows how to get fucking angry.
Well, he's a real actor. And if you can, there's fake angry and real angry.
That's,
you know?
Right.
Like, I'm always real angry.
I'm going to give...
Have you seen my face? It looks like a beanbag chair that they couldn't sell at the dollar bin in Walmart.
Hey, dude, you need to chill the fuck out. Just accept the way you look, dude.
Yeah, easy for you to say. You got a fucking... Your teeth look like a row of urinals.
It's just candy corn.
You know what's great about the two of us? We look like each other's funhouse mirror image.
You know, I broke so many mirrors just looking at them. I feel that I got a couple too many in my house.
And it's bad luck, right? It's Halloween bad luck. And
Vince Vaughn, really? I had no idea.
Oh, Vince Vaughn once told me. Actually, he left me a voicemail. I'll play it for you. I called him up. I said, what are you doing tonight? You want to go to Hooters? Or no, Tits. What was it? The Schnitzel Tits, the Auschwitz strip club. Anyway, and he left me this voice message.
Hey, baby boy, if you're going to go to Schnitzel Tits, that's a little different. It's on the other side of town. I'll obviously be there because I'm bartending that night. I'm going to bring all that energy. I'm going to bring that deep cut. You know what I'm talking about? That's the old anaconda I got under here. Sorry, I'm with a girl. Give me one second.
So that's what he left me the other night. But that's why I love it. That's why I love having friends, especially this time of year, because I don't like to go outside by myself a lot. But you know,
I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. I was going to answer the question that you asked me before about a broken mirror.
Oh, right.
Now it's all in a voicemail that I'm leaving you right now, so you won't be able to respond.
The best part about it
is I just want to say something right now. Can I borrow some money?
So anyway, that's what I got the other night from Vince Vaughn, my friend. But you know who hates going outside?
I can't believe his voice.
Dear fucking God. Beep. Now, what I love about going outside, and Joe Biden, you've said this, you've probably said this since you were in politics. You said, going outside is what?
Going outside, folks, is very difficult. You got to move one foot at a time. Then you realize there's a different temperature from the exterior than there is the interior.
Yeah, you said every shoe has its own...
Every shoe has a horn.
Yeah.
And you got to horn it in there.
Right.
And I believe that if you honk hard enough, people are going to hear you. They're going to hear that shoe horn.
Joe, I want to play a little exercise because you and Trump are going to probably both be running for re-election. And I don't want to talk politics, especially around my favorite holiday, Halloween. But
I said Halloween is my favorite holiday too because I look like a pumpkin.
Right. And you said what was your thing about, like, you said
grab him by the pumpkin.
Right, that's right.
Grab him by the gourd.
So I want to play a little
for a gourd time.
So how about this? I'm a kid trick or treating. I'm going to go to each of your houses.
Very good.
And I'm going to ask you the big, tough hitting, hard hitting politician questions, but from a kid perspective, on the most coveted holiday as a kid. So ding dong, I'm at Biden's house first. Trick or treat.
How you doing there? Look at you. You're dressed up like a fancy little ghost boy.
You have any candy for me?
I got plenty of candy, but I gotta ask you one thing.
What?
Are you a true American?
Oh, fuck.
Do you believe in democracy and justice? Do you believe in freedom?
Let me ask you a question. What's... Pretend I'm a werewolf.
Ah! Jill! Get over here, there's a werewolf. Get the shotgun.
Oh, shit.
We don't have any silver bullets. I got a couple gold fillings. You're going to put those in.
All right, hold that thought.
I hope you bleed.
Ding dong. Trick or treat.
Who is this? Excuse me.
Oh, I'm Donatello, the Ninja Turtle, and I'm here for some Jolly Ranchers.
Donatello, see, when you let a lot of illegals, they live in the sewers.
Well, I'm a turtle.
A turtle. But you came here illegally from a shithole country. And
well, the sewer.
And I would say those are not great. That's not great. That's Sleepy Joe. That's Sleepy Joe America, where you just let the turtles get mutant. When I was president, we didn't have any. Nobody got mutant. There was no mutants out there on the sidewalk.
We heard you're giving out candy. Is that true? Because all I see is a bucket of used condoms.
I got a lot of cum, and I got to get rid of it.
So you're giving it to kids, because this is on record.
I'm giving... listen, there needs to be more Trumps, okay? Have you seen the glorious babies that I make? Eric Trump, he always goes as Frankenstein.
Folks, this is exactly why we need stability back in our country. A time when kids want candy, not when kids want condoms filled with pumpkin juice.
Yeah, I'm torn.
Excuse my language.
Sleepy Joe, going as a ghost every day of his life.
Yeah, you're more ghostly than Donald.
At least I'm consistent. I'm consistent. Excuse me.
Well, you're tired and you're trying to. You wanted to fuck your daughter, I think.
Listen, what did she say? Well, I heard back. I left her a very weird voicemail.
All right, riddle me this. What are you going to go as this year for Halloween, Joe? Because what a president dresses up as for Halloween says a lot to his fans about how relatable he is as a human.
I'm going to dress up like a vase.
What?
A vase.
A vase.
A vase. A vase.
To put flowers in.
Sure.
Did you mean the phase you were going to dress up as?
No, I'm going to dress up like a vase.
A vase.
A vase.
Speakers?
Listen, it's going to be a vase that you can fill with popcorn.
What is that?
It's what Pop used to give me. Give me popcorn.
Oh, so you called it Popcorn?
Popcorn.
So if his name was like Alan, it'd be Alan Popcorn?
It'd be Alan.
You okay?
No, that would be because his Pop would be Pop, he'd give me corn.
Donald.
Folks, I believe that this country can move forward. And the only way we're going to do that is if we trust in antiques. That's why I'm dressing up like a vase. It's beautiful. You put it up on the top of the shelf, and you say, don't touch that. Leave it where it is. There's no reason we need to change that old antique.
There's no reason
we need to bring some orange pumpkin to replace that.
Yep. Sleepy Joe goes as an antique every day of his life. He's so old, you know. You belong in a museum. What did Indiana Jones, Mr. Dr. Jones, said... This belongs in a museum. Excuse me.
I actually, yeah, you bring up a good point, Donald, because it's almost like Die Hard with Christmas movies.
I'm going as the greatest president of all time.
Well, you were in Home Alone 2. Now, Indiana Jones, Halloween movie or not, Harrison, you've always said...
Get off my plane.
Right, but what you say about Indiana Jones being a Halloween movie?
I said... Get off my pumpkin.
Listen, I gotta say, originally when we made Indiana Jones...
Oh, that's right, know, Zemeckis.
We said, no.
Lucas.
Lucas.
Wait, sorry.
It's fine. You know,
but Zemeckis...
That's why I never hired you, Tony. Because you're fucking blind.
Hey, I knew it too. I knew Tony was fucking blind. I poked him a couple times.
You did, not in the eye. Now, George... I'm sorry, but first of all, you never let me read in person. You always had to put me on fucking tape.
Well, no, I would appear in hologram form.
Right.
I've never...
Not funny. You always laugh at the wrong time. I'd love to see you telling a tiny orphan boy at Steve Buscemi's Halloween party that he has syphilis.
Steve Buscemi at Halloween orphan party, you have syphilis.
No, I'd like to see you at the party telling a young orphan boy that he has an STD.
Well, I gotta say... I gotta call Howie Mandel and get one of his hologram machines and, appear there.
How about this? I'll be the kid at Steve Buscemi's house asking where the milk is, and then you pull me aside, tell me I have HPV.
Okay.
And then do your creepy-ass laugh, just to show you how fucking weird it is. Because you don't get it. You laugh, you don't smile, and it's fucking throwing everybody off.
It's
all right, I'm the young boy. Mr. Buscemi?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Do you have any cold milk?
I've got a couple... I've only got warm milk.
Fine.
Fresh from the teat.
It's not like I have parents to go get me cold milk.
Do you want it?
I'm thirsty.
It's going to take a while.
Why don't you have it already?
Hey, hold on. Steve, leave this kid alone. I don't know your name, so I'm going to call you Steve Jr.
I wish.
You have HPV.
I can't believe his voicemail's still on.
Vince, I got to call you back.
Hold on a second. I'll call you right back.
Oh, shit. I have another voicemail from Vince.
Sorry about that last one, baby boy. I was just on in the background. I didn't realize. Let me just say something right now. about the broken glass. Yeah, answer your question. Yeah, it is bad luck. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
Wait a minute. Tony, hold on a second. I think your phone
is possessed. Vince Vaughn must have died. He's a ghost. I've studied the paranormal.
It's Jeffrey conspiracy theory.
This is probably what's happening. You've got a ghost Vince Vaughn
sure.
in your phone trying to get out. We've got to set him free.
Well, I was talking about ass stuff the other day, right? Big fat asses.
My favorite king size.
I was saying how when I was a young boy, I was real fat, and I said, you know, I had a real fat ass, and I said my dad's friend Daryl was like a 6'5" dude, and he would always say, he goes, man, you got a big fat ass, and I don't know, I forget where the story's going, but I just always loved the idea that Facebook is listening to you.
Yeah.
You know, who are you?
Daryl. Yeah, you still got that big fat ass, man. I love it, dude.
You know what's so cool?
Yeah, man.
Is it what's what I love about this show is we got so many people on the phone because, look, our budget has increased with the popularity of the Tony Danza extravaganza.
Sure.
Ellipticals, which, Daryl, I got to give you credit. I didn't talk to you in 25 years, and you left me a voicemail, and I'll just play it.
Hey, man, I just was Daryl, your old friend. Remember I used to hand out the paper clips and the batteries on Halloween, man? Just checking to see about that fat old ass.
God, that was so great when you left that for me the other day.
Man, I can't believe it's still on.
And Morgan Freeman, you said that you actually followed Daryl on Instagram because you always post some of your favorite content. Like, you post a lot. Well, you post
he
a
posts
lot.
A lot of pictures of Slim Jims.
Right.
I like the consistency. The fact that he just takes different pictures of Slim Jims that he finds, or he eats, or he steals.
Yeah.
That shit's exciting.
Well, Well, you're talking about klepto. I mean, that was, first of all, I don't know how you have it made.
Hold on a second now. You don't want to tell everybody about that, do you?
Well, it's public information if you check my Reddit page. I've talked about you stealing for years now.
Shit.
No, you're fine. I mean, it's not like bad stuff. I mean, what, you stole a lot of chapstick. You know, it's not fucking, you know.
Yeah, a couple million boxes of chapstick. That's not bad.
It's aggressive, though.
Well, you got to be fucking hard.
But also, you didn't put it on your lips. No,
I used it for my Halloween adventures.
What could that possibly mean?
Well,
Harrison Ford, you wrote a book called Adventure City, which just talked about everyone stepping out of their comfort zone. So if you want to talk about someone that does stuff a little unorthodox, please, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I met the Orthodox when I was doing Witness.
The Orthodox Jews?
I think it was the Amish.
Both wear big hats.
Both, and they got fat asses. I did. I wrote this book a long time ago. And it was more about just getting outside your comfort zone. It's for agoraphobics who would stay inside all day. And I said, get off your house. Come outside. Join us out here. Steal some chapstick. Lay in a pile of leaves and play yourself with yourself as people walk by.
Blow yourself or play with yourself?
Whatever you get.
Now that I haven't tried.
Morgan Freeman was one of the first people to buy the book.
I'm still standing in line because it's a huge crowd excited for that book.
I've seen you stand outside for new candies. Like, talk about people that anticipate.
Taco Bell about the Taco Bell candy?
Are they doing it?
Yeah.
Wait, what is a Taco Bell candy?
Man, well, I can't believe
I'm standing in five different lines at once. So, when the people move forward, I don't know what it is, but it ended up being a Taco Bell candy bar.
And what does that consist? It's like a bean burrito?
Oh, yeah. It's savory, and it comes in this wrapping. I didn't know this, but you're not
supposed... talking about the same thing still?
Taco Bell.
Sure. But
it's
when
candy.
Is that the slogan?
Sure.
It sounds like a De Niro joke.
The fuck is wrong with you? Of course it's a De Niro joke. Steve learned everything from me. He learned everything from me. The Taco Bell joke?
Oh, you got the... yeah, I know you...
I talked to him in the car about it. I said, Steve, you got to do the Taco Bell joke.
What's that? What's the one line? You pitched Taco Bell new slogans. I don't know when this was, like 92, 93.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, ding dong.
That was for Taco Bell, huh?
That's right. I just merged something that already works with a bell.
But you're allergic to McDonald's.
Fuck yeah. Why the fuck would I eat that shit? I look at it and I start shitting my pants.
Yeah, man, I auditioned for that Taco Bell. I didn't get it, man.
But I did, which is so weird because I'm not that different from Jeff, you know?
I remember the audition like it was yesterday. All right, here's who I am, Jeff Bridges.
Hi, welcome to the Taco Bell audition.
Hey, man.
You're going to be reading for customer one, and you'll be reading for customer two.
Okay, oh, really? Hey, what do you think? Jim, good to see you, man.
Now, although we don't want to hire brothers for the nepotism part of this, I think you guys have great chemistry, by the way. If you can guess where I'm from.
Where are you from?
Yeah, man, are you from,
Transylvania,
the low mountains of Germany or something, man? The fuck's going on, dude?
What's going on, dude? So
the lines, you have the script.
Yeah,
you say your line, then 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 you both say the line together.
Okay.
No, you're at a Taco Bell cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this is for the new Taco Bell slogan. And of course, it ends on Jeffrey, you saying, ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ding-dong.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ding-dong. Yeah, I got it, man.
So here we are. Now, you're at the Taco Bell, and you're a customer, and you're realizing that you're having the same item at the same time.
Okay, man. You ready?
And action.
Man, I want to suck on that taco.
Can I suck on that taco, too?
Hey! Let's suck on that taco! Ba 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 ding dong! Did I get it?
You're pointing at me?
Man,
I got it? Fuck yeah, dude!
You're both getting a call back.
This wasn't a call back? Wow, this is like the fourth time we've been in. Man,
this shit never ends, dude. We should just carpool, man.
I love it, dude. We should caravan.
Oh, man. That was, you know what? Some of my favorite, and there's just, there's so many. I remember the Count Chocula commercial man, I remember that so well. I think it was Jason Statham.
Hey, bro.
And he, well, Jason, didn't you have to do, it was, you had a bowl, because Count Chocula is one of the first cereals that went full chocolate, you know?
Yeah.
Cocoa Pebbles was all right, but it wasn't like, it was too flaky and, you know, you had Cocoa Puffs, of course, and, you know, fuck, I mean, if there's anybody that talk about fucking Cocoa Puffs, I mean, holy shit. Fucking Ray Romano, you, I think you're like tied to the Cocoa Puff fortune.
Yeah, I'm tied to it. It's just, you know, I like Coco.
And so...
The gorilla.
And so...
And so I said, anything to do with Coco, I need to be a part of.
Right. And they listen to you.
Yeah.
That's what I love about somebody at your level.
Of course.
Respect.
I'm the fucking king.
But you don't...
King. Everybody loves Coco.
And the gorilla, that's not the one they shot because it tried to break the kid's neck,
right? No, it's the one that molested Robin Williams.
Oh, there was Harambe.
Oh, Harambe.
Yeah.
I was actually 2 miles away from that zoo when that happened. Funny story.
Really?
Yep.
Tell us.
I was
I saw in the news that a boy fell
you
in the fucking
in?
Cage.
Did you help with the
fucking there, I would have probably... I don't know if I would have shot the gorilla. I definitely would have probably... Look, I think it's one of those things that you just go, it's not fair to kill either one of them. So
who's the bigger target? That's what you got to think about. Come on.
Well, the kid was crafty.
Target.
I think the kid knew what he was doing.
I'm playing the gorilla in the movie.
I did read that.
Yeah.
Well,
coming this summer, a film millions of people can't wait to see.
Holy shit, the trailer for Nicolas Cage playing Harambe the gorilla.
It started off like any normal day. The gorilla playing in his enclosure and the child adoring it from above.
Mommy, there's a gorilla.
I want a banana.
Don't go in the cage, Sam.
Suddenly, the little reached into the...
Say it, Mom. Wait, I'm the kid now. I'm the kid's best friend.
Was that kid about to call
me? Say it, Mrs. Potter.
Was that kid about to call me a retard?
I forgot that this movie started with the kid going the gorilla.
Unfortunately, the film was cancelled.
Oh, no.
But footage still exists of Nicolas Cage.
Disappointed that the film was cancelled. In full character. Footage of Nicolas Cage.
When I found out about it.
When he found out the movie was defunded.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. This is the president of the studio.
Yeah?
The movie's been canned. No, I don't think you heard me. It's been canned. You don't have to do the gorilla anymore.
No, no.
All right, I'm going to go.
I'm still here.
Hey, guys, Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast, and this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I got a question for you. Do you feel like your brain, yeah, your brain, the thing in your head that makes you think, talk, breathe, cum, fart, and fall asleep during a bad story, that it's getting in its own way? I know I do. Being a comedian on the road, sometimes I'm just not getting the proper rest, or my brain is taking a vacay, and I'm trying to get back on track. Well, you know what you should do? You know what's good for you, but you just can't do it? Therapy. Therapy. It helps you figure out what's holding you back, and I've been fucking with BetterHelp because I'm trying to get to the bottom of what's holding me back, whether I know it or not, and you can work on yourself too, instead of against yourself. Aww, that's so cute. If you're thinking of starting therapy, look, give BetterHelp a try. It truly is the way to take a deeper look inside what's going on, which we all should do. You got to get introspective, reflective, all the actives, and it's all online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, all you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire so they can get to know who you are and who you could get matched with, who will be a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge if you don't like them, the way they look, smell. Look, make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. And right now, you can go to BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight and get 10% off your first month because shit ain't cheap. So go to BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight.
Oh, man. You know what? That's every year a new movie comes out that I go, fuck, I'm lining up Buscemi style to see that first. But there's always a killer movie, right? Whether it's Scream, Friday the 13th, Saturday the 18th, which is, you know, a movie I've been trying to get off the ground for years, and thank fucking God I've had a little bit of help. I mean, Christopher Waltz, you told me you would star in Saturday the 18th, but you said it's got to be what? It's got to have the right amount of...
Well, you have to look at the calendar, the specific month, because if it has to fall on Saturday and be the 18th, of course.
Right.
And if the logistics don't match up, then there's no reason to produce this film.
Yeah, and I appreciate the insight, and you just basically laid it out for me flat, and I said, well, I want to do something special. I want to do something that nobody's thinking of doing this year. And honestly, to be quite honest, Adam Driver, you have been the most in my corner, saying, Tony, if you think you can, you can, but if you don't end up doing it, you know, we're all going to die someday anyway.
Listen,
I forget what it is.
I said, if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you still can. You just think you can't.
That's the best lyrics I've ever heard for a new musical. You know, I know Martin Short, and he can make some connections on Broadway.
Oh, yeah. And you, and just, don't correct me if I'm wrong, but George Lucas, you and President Obama have teamed up for a musical about Halloween.
That's, you know, people on Reddit have leaked all the information, and I guess it's up to, you know, President Obama if he still wants to do it.
What?
I've thank you first and foremost.
Thank you
for having us today on Halloween, and trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Is a musical that George and I have been working out for quite some time.
It's a long title, and I feel like I've heard it before, but this is a different rendition, right?
It's episode 3.
Of the musical.
It's the first film, it's the first musical, but it's episode 3.
It's episode 3.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So now that's actually a pretty good idea, because that gets people invested halfway through.
Do we miss the other first two? And I said, no, don't worry about it. We'll make some prequels later.
Now, why do you always do that? Why do you always start halfway through and then go? It's almost like you come right away, and then you go back and go, the pre comes on its way.
I have $4 billion. You have a couple hundred thousand. Shut up.
You didn't laugh.
That's how he pitched.
Yeah.
Is that how you... I can't imagine you with a woman. I mean, not saying that
you're
gay.
I'm
just saying I can't imagine you coming with a woman. I can't imagine you...
I've seen it, and let me declare, his lightsaber is beautiful.
Roll the tape.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey.
Disrobe your outfit and let's go for it.
Okay.
Zoom, lightsaber on.
How many of us are in here?
Turn it off. I can't legally watch that.
I have it on Laserdisc, and it's amazing.
You still fuck with Laserdisc, huh, Harrison?
I fuck with anything.
I fucked a Laserdisc once.
Ain't nobody disputing that.
Laserdisc.
That's a show I'd like to pitch, actually, George. I don't know how... Now, ain't nobody disputing that.
Well,
it's a,
I'm working
it's
on
a court
musical
show
right now, so, you know, I got to...
Episode 3, who fucking gives a shit?
I do, because I make a couple $1 billion a year.
Yeah, you say that, but money don't make... don't buy happiness.
Who just built the George Lucas Museum down at USC?
Who just got a second membership at Costco?
All right. 21, George.
You've never even been to Costco, have you?
I own Costco.
I would say it's the most important thing about Costco is the samples.
Christopher Walken's your president, huh? You hired Christopher Walken to run Costco. Listen, you've really done it now, George.
You get 3 samples and then get the fuck out.
But Halloween's a big year for kids and samples.
Oh, huge.
So you can't cut off the sample train for the kiddos. I mean, this is where fatties become chubbies.
Listen, I'll cut off whatever I want to.
What's the best candy in the world, Chris?
Grapefruit. Grapefruit.
Do you dip it in anything?
Yeah.
Mr. Biden.
Folks, I want to let you folks know the best place to shop is Costco. You get everything. Toilet paper.
Oh, man.
Extra toilet paper. Paper, toilet paper.
What do you need an extra teepee for, Mr. President?
Folks, the apocalypse is coming.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't want to scare you, but if I'm not president, there's going to be a lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean,
I have bombs
no.
coming. It's a big old explosion. Not just one. Not two.
Three?
More than that.
Four.
That's pretty good.
Five.
Five might be too much.
Or is it 4.5?
Listen, folks.
Is this how you figure out what you're going to do as far as, like, bombing people? So
this is our president. This is unbelievable. Sleepy Joe. He can't even count the apocalypses.
Well, the amount... Look.
I got my finger on the button. I know what's happening. I dress up as a vase and a vase. Fill it with popcorn. You don't think I know how to run this country? Folks, believe me when I say this. I'm only 42.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be...
Christopher, you sound like a NyQuil commercial.
Christopher Walken, you said that you used to give kids NyQuil at Halloween because why?
Because you sleep better when you're drugged.
Hey, man. Remember me?
How did you get this number? I said a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
It was here, right?
It was in Burbank. And I said... You know what's great with grapefruits? NyQuil. It's delicious and nutritious.
It's a sedative.
It's a sedative because we were at war in Vietnam, and it was making a lot of people very uneasy, full of anxiety.
Do you remember that deer hunter shit? Where you would roll a fucking roulette and you would... It was fucking crazy back there.
I have taken NyQuil and done some pretty suspect stuff.
So you could get
driven,
fucked up.
I tried to finger a girl once on NyQuil. Turns out I was just in the couch.
It turns out you were just in a grapefruit. Yeah. That's how I practiced as a kid.
Oh God!
Guess a little ouchy on the peen.
Wait! You used to practice fingering women by using a grapefruit? Is this true?
I still do.
I can't knock it.
I'm never out of practice.
Well, you do have... I have heard some stories, some Hollywood secrets about Christopher Walken and his magical fingers.
And you'll hear more because I'm releasing a book.
About how to finger.
And that it's edible, called Finger Food. And
count me in. Yum, 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 yum. Lickety, lickety. Swallowy, swallowy. Chompity, chompity.
Careful.
Jeff Goldblum will be doing the books on tape.
Yes, of course.
Well, I would...
Chapter 1. Plum, 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 plum. Why does a plum look like a rum? Because it's a lot of fun.
Oh, so they're poems.
Chapter 2.
And
chapter
they're very
2.
Short.
Banana grandma. Gonna go stick a banana in grandma. Yeah. Chapter 3.
Do you do any of these for yourself, Chris, or is it all Jeff?
I try to write in his voice.
It's amazing the skills of this guy.
Because if it were me, the pauses would be too long.
There's so many that I get bummed out when I think about Christmas, because it makes me think that Halloween's almost over. And I love scaring people. I used to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, and for a long time, you know, I can't remember. I think it was fucking what Jeff Bridges used to tell me.
Yeah, man.
It was Halloween Horror Night.
Horror Night, yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sheen, you were.
I said, enjoy the ride, man.
But I was like, it's horror. And Sheen kept being like, it's not.
Horror. Dude, Malibu has the best fucking horror nights.
But you said, you know, but the theme park had horrors.
Hey, it's all Universal in my bed.
Right, but you kept telling people that it was a horror night. And then we go and it was ghosts and rides.
Yeah, man, I was waiting for horrors.
I didn't know you were a big whore guy.
I'm the biggest, man.
Since he was a little kid, this guy.
My favorite kind of whore is a white Russian.
Well, that is, I mean, look, if you're going to do anything that you regret, you might as well have a tasty cocktail in your hand.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what I regret. I regret not getting that Taco Bell commercial. Remember we got back for the 17th callback?
Oh, yeah, I think we have footage of that.
I got the tape.
Welcome back to the...
Hey, good to see you, Schvitzel.
I can't believe this.
You remember?
You're still here. Listen to me, man.
We're still here, and guess what? We carpooled.
Yeah.
Fantastic. I think I'm Italian now.
Who else is up for this job that we keep coming back 17 times?
You just love singers, don't you? You just can't get enough of us.
I cross every bridge, especially if it's Jeff or Bo.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to come back here again. It's a bridge too far.
Maybe I'll be a Mexican guy.
Aren't we supposed to get paid after a certain number of auditions?
I haven't been paid yet, man.
So here's the lines this time.
Oh, they changed.
Say it's, you say it, let's, for fun, say you're at a backyard barbecue. But
the spot changed completely.
Yeah, it's only been, what?
17.
Yeah, 17.
You're at a backyard barbecue.
This is almost Saturday the 18th.
And someone brought Taco Bell, and you're excited. You're excited, and you brought the Taco Bell. You say a line, you say a line, you say a line, you say a line, and then...
We say it together. Yep. And then I go, ba 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 ba, ding dong.
We're changing the slogan.
What?
Yes.
Wait, hold on a second, man. I'm just learning this now. I need time to prepare.
I will actually write it down for you, and you will read it off the cuff, okay?
I'm starting
to sweat, man. I mean, is this what they do? They wait till the 17th time.
To give us a new script.
Here we go.
Fuck you, man.
3, 2, 1. Action.
Man, I want to suck on that taco.
You want to suck on a taco?
So that line stayed the same.
Yeah, man.
But what you say after is different, as you know.
We'll start again. Okay. Can take. All right, ready?
And so it's line,
we got
line,
this, man.
Okay,
and then together.
Woo!
And then it's actually Jeff will say the line by itself, and then you'll say what you'll say after he says this.
He's
go.
Very confused.
That's why it's taking 2 years to cast.
Am I the purple highlighted or the yellow?
You're the purple.
Okay. I got confused.
I know. This is hard, man.
And action.
Man, I love that juicy taco you got. I can't wait to put my lips around it and suck all the meat.
Well, you've come to the right barbecue, dude, because this taco needs to be sucked.
Well, get ready, because I've been working out my sucking parts.
Well, use those vacuum lips and go for it, dude.
And then you say Taco Bell, and then you'll say the slogan.
Because there's nothing tastier than a Taco Bell.
Queefy Beef Jerry O'Connell. Bop, 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 bop. Queefy Beefy Jerry O'Connell.
Schwitzel, can we do it again? Can we do it again?
Jerry O'Connell's dad paid for the spot.
What?
So it's product blazer.
I haven't got any money. He came in the middle of the audition process and said, hey, man, I'm going to take 17 auditions later. What's going on here, man?
That's why we're in the carpool, because we can't fucking afford rent, man.
You're on a hidden camera show called The Jerry O'Connell Experience.
What?
We got you there. We got you there. We got you there. We got you there. We got you there.
What a waste of my time.
We got you. Mr. Biden, we got you.
Folks,
Mr. Hanks, we got you.
Oh, why are you kidding me?
Mr. Rogan, we got you.
I can't believe it.
Louis Black, we got you.
Holy fucking shit. I'm suing your asses.
Mr. Goldblum, we got you.
I knew it. I knew something was queer.
Well, look, there's been so much said tonight. I don't remember any of it. But what I love so much about Halloween is the camaraderie.
Yeah.
And Mr. Statham, you've become a big charcuterie board guy.
Oh, I love
it. And I think you were telling, I think it was myself and, I want to say Ian McKellen was there. Ian, weren't you at that? It was that trampoline party that,
It was called Statham the Hoppity had. Hop. And we hopped up and down.
And you'd never even been on a trampoline before.
No, but there were young boys on there that I did love to see bejangle their jing-jongles.
Now, that is a real rumor, right?
He did it.
It's also a real word. Jing-jangles.
And Mr. Statham.
Called a jumping hump.
Right. So there was... And so trampoline parties are kind of like the new swinger parties.
I mean, that's my... You know, mate, I own a company. Right. It sells trampoline parties. I own bouncers.
I'm a big investor.
And the charcuterie boards come with the trampoline, or you just...
Big old salami slice.
Yeah, we get it. We get it, Ian. So...
Listening in the moonlight.
But so... What,
sweaty.
What sort of charcuterie?
Salty olives.
Okay.
Pop two in your mouth at once. Pop three if you like.
What?
We can't set up near a school.
Some would say... Vince Vaughn always told me that the best part of a charcuterie board was the board. And I didn't believe him until, like, I look at the craftsmanship of some of these charcuterie boards. And, you know, I once made a cutting board in eighth grade, and my friend rubbed his dick on it, and so I threw it away. But I have a lot of respect for the people that stick with it.
I can't believe I'm still on the phone here, man. The charcuterie
board. I'm telling you.
I want to say this. You'll never get bored with Vince Vaughn, with the meat from Vince Vaughn. That was a slogan that I use in college that I'm going to give you right now.
You'll never get bored. That's I love that, Vince.
I don't know if you said something. I'm just leaving me voicemail right now. I got to go back to this chick. What? I'm at Schnitz and Tits right now.
And George Lucas, before we wrap this up, Halloween is a time to reflect. And Star Wars, somewhat of a Halloween flick.
Of course.
Because we're talking about space, and space is different, and Halloween's different. Right?
Yeah.
There's a girl in my neighborhood right now who's thinking about the costume that's going to ruin her career, right?
Yeah.
Because girls love to go racist on Halloween.
Or dress as Jabba the Hutt.
Right, which is, you know, we're not too many years away from Jabba the Hutt being a racist figure.
He already is.
Go on.
Yeah, or you can't even call him Jabba anymore. Just call him the Hutt.
Yeah, but now I think of Pizza Hut when you say that.
Yeah, you call him Lizzo.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to laugh at that one.
Now, Lizzo, I know Harrison Ford was kind of the biggest person. That came out wrong. Lizzo was the most supportive for your candy.
Yeah.
Called Harrison Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Like Charleston Chew, but Harrison.
And Harrison Chew. Yeah. It's Harry.
Right, that's what was different. It was a chocolate bar covered in what, arm hair? It was like crunchy, like.
Yeah, it was clippings from a barber shop.
Right, but you made it like look like that. It was like, it wasn't really that.
No, it was made of hair.
Oh, so that was real hair on
it
the.
It was called, yeah, it wasn't it wasn't Charleston Chew, it was Charleston Chewbacca. And it was.
That's good.
And so what we did.
It was copywritten.
Yeah,
what was?
I mean, partnering with my brother here.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford and George Lucas are brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that why I saw a poster for you guys playing Bert and Ernie?
Great Scott! You know what happened? There was a time machine that Marty and I went in, and we fucked up the space-time continuum, and somehow their fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters all fucked each other, and now they're both siblings.
Yeah, the opening of the Bert and Ernie movie...
I was a little confused.
Yeah, it was Doc Brown to open it.
Well, we got Christopher Lloyd for one day.
And then I loved it. It was a bird's eye view shot, and it zoomed in on the Sesame Street map, and it went right into Bert and Ernie's house, and they were in bed fighting about eating cookies. And I remember, George, you playing Ernie, and Harrison, you playing Bert, and it was so...
I sang the theme song, too.
Well, it was so fucking funny to hear you guys fight about cookies eating in the bed. I don't know if we can play this scene. I think I got it.
All right.
I've said this 100 times.
What? What's the big deal? Why? What's wrong?
Listen, do not eat cookies in bed because we're getting crumbs everywhere.
Well, sometimes I want those crumbs later. I want to, you know, get some.
Oh, they're all over
some
me.
Some of those crumbs and, you know, just get off, lick them up.
Get off my bed.
It's my bed cookies, too. I pay half the rent for the bed.
I'm gonna go. You're gonna sleep on the yard with Oscar.
Oh no! No, I don't like garbage cans. Great Scott, Bert, Ernie, stop fighting.
Yeah, and then you brought Christopher Lloyd back again, which didn't make any sense, but...
It was odd, because he came back on his own dime for the second day.
I don't care how much this film costs. I need to let you old folks know these aren't real, they're puppets.
What's wrong with your face?
I don't know. I did a lot of stuff in the 70s.
Well, at least you're still clicking and ticking, because when Halloween comes back around in 2024, you're going to be thinking about the day that you had and the night, hopefully, that she had. But, you know, that's what Chris... Look, if you're gonna be Christopher Walken and say some crazy shit at a fucking PTA meeting, it should be something not too far off than what you were quoted as saying this past 4th of July.
I'm tired of meatloaf.
And so if you're going to go
teaching
to...
Teaching our children that there's no such thing...
Well, Meatloaf's dead.
...as the Chinese-American War.
Meatloaf the singer died.
I said, I'll do anything for love.
R.I.P. You know, we lost a lot of
and
big ones.
I won't
ones
do this.
And now what is that?
I won't do anything for love is... I will do anything for love is... Except I won't finger a plum because I'm committed to the grapefruit.
And I love that. And I love that fruit makes its way into your Halloween surprise gift bag, which we all picked up at the screening for Anthony Bourdain's Halloween Spectacular film, where he travels around the country checking out all the meats and treats, tricks, and he checks out everything around the world. And he tastes it, and he bites it,
It's harvest time.
I think we have the trailer.
There he was, Anthony Bourdain, dead for many years, is back, thanks to the technology of Hollywood.
It's a documentary.
George Lucas.
As I walk through the fields of Ireland, and the harvest has come in, and something just fell, our sound guy and I are walking together to try the harvest. And along the way, we eat candy corn. And we bite into a Snickers. And I would say, unlike the afterlife, this is satisfying. Welcome to Parts Unknown, All Hallows Eve.
Guys, I can't thank you enough for being here. This is one of those days I look forward to. It's also one of those days I get nervous about, because I ask myself, when Halloween comes around next year, am I still going to be divorced? Is Stamos still going to be writing about how I fucked one of his friends? Who knows? I want to thank my guests, Anthony Bourdain.
Thank you.
John Candy.
Huh?
I think he's talking about my
Steve
my
Buscemi's
teeth.
Yeah. John Candy.
Yeah, he thinks that my teeth are candy.
Christopher Waltz, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Charlie Sheen,
what about
Seth Rogen. Who?
Daryl.
And a big shout out to my dad's friend, Daryl, who showed up in the same overalls he was wearing when I think he hit me.
They are.
And so I'm glad to see you back. I didn't know you were alive.
I'm glad to see your backside, that fat ass.
Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Be safe. And just like my friend, and just like my friend Barack Obama says.
It's not so easy, is it?
Joe, we got to get you home.
And just like my friend Christopher Walken says,
boo.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Do you have the rights to the song?